you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and it's been a delightful day. I've had my windows open since morning, and of course I'm wearing, again, one of my finest shirts here, because I basically spent most of the day shirtless, which is one of the advantages of working at home. You know, anyway. I could work naked, but I don't. It's comfortable. It's delightful. Having the windows open is marvelous. One of the big deals about being here, as opposed to being in an apartment that I've been in. Again, I have the great view. I hear birds chirping with the windows open. I don't hear that many cars. I do hear cars. I'll be just hearing one go by right now. But I have a 300-foot driveway. So they're not, 10 feet in front of me. So the Lord has been very gracious to me in the place He's given me to live and work. And work has been excellent today. I am extremely pleased. One of the things I made a major step today. And one of the things that I'm trying to think through, because I figure sometime in April I'll be experimenting with some people. I did ask some people, would they be a part? And I do have a couple responses saying yes. I'm going to do the freebie stuff for probably April. My hope is coming May. I may shoot for May 19th. to turn it into a paid service. But one of the things that's important is that it's not just me, and it's not a single corporation that you have a whole bunch of investors in, whatnot. It is 100% independent players. It's the farmer's market model. Everybody's independent. You're at the same place, but you're independent. You're offering the same food, in one form or another. So you, in essence, compete with each other, but you have that collective of a place to market. Well, this is loosely like that. So all the people who come to the table are completely independent of each other. And the important thing about that is that's one of the foundational principles about this. There's no one who's going to come and say, I don't like you, therefore I'm going to change terms, like YouTube does, or Google does, or Facebook does, or Twitter does, or whoever you want to pick. None of that's possible because you don't have a single player. If somebody says, I'm going to not deal with you, or I'm going to take away your data, use somebody else. Not a problem. But then there's the aspect of, if I want to, and this is obviously the foundation of Shofar Leaks, is you can put data, and it's not at a single location. It is literally spread out in people's homes, in offices, in data centers. Yeah, I'm figuring there's kind of three levels. The issue is, I'm going to use the Shofar coin model for payment. So it's completely anonymous. And what I need is a bunch of different people to say, okay, I actually have, it's supposed to arrive Tuesday. I found a modest small box computer. I wasn't aware of this company, B-Link. They're out of Taiwan. No, Hong Kong. Okay, Hong Kong. And so I ordered it, and it's being shipped directly from Hong Kong. It's kind of like, this is, it's not down the street, but so much of it comes from there anyway. But anyway, so it's arriving. It's a small little box, and it's kind of my first test. The box I have right here, right now, that I'm using, it's the Intel Nook, next unit of computing. This, which is 9 years old. It's the same kind of concept. A whole lot more power, because obviously 9 years later, and really cheap. They have a device for about $130, I believe it is. And that may be the device by itself. $130, and for about $50-$60, you can add a 1 terabyte solid state drive into it. A little bit more, get a 2 terabyte, whatever. But so for under $200, you have a box that fully loaded may bring in $1,000 a year just sitting there. You know, this is the numbers I've played with. So it's that is finally coming together. That probably the distributed storage will probably take another couple months because it's not simple, and I'm trying to make it simple. But the communications aspect is coming. But anyway, what I need to do is get other people involved, not only experimenting with it, like I have a few people ready to do that, but also providing the service, whether it's the communication service or the data storage service. And not just because it's not one of these, oh, we're doing it just because we're trying to be good to the community kind of thing. No, we're doing it in order to make money. We're doing it as a source of revenue. And if you do it seriously, it can be your livelihood. That's what I'm striving for. The livelihood of a whole bunch of people. So it's, you know, the thing is, there's no financial connection, no administrative connection between the parties. But the fact that you have the ecosystem, it's again like the farmer's market. I'm going to the farmer's market because then I can find all the farmers. You're going to go to the Shofar Nexus ecosystem because that ecosystem gives you the variety of players. But I have some friends that in particular I would like to get them, you know, it takes another 6 months maybe where it actually becomes a real revenue source. And I have some friends that I would like them to do that. One of the issues is in order to be really viable, you need a lot of players. The email stuff and the audio and communications, you know, the voicemail, the actual phone calls, whatnot. You don't need a large number of players for that aspect of it. But for the storage, you need a large number of players because that's the whole point. But anyway, when I get to the point that I say, okay, I want to offer this as a service and, you know, get paying customers. I have, again, these friends, which, Lord willing, this will transpire and they will find it a revenue source for them. But, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this, I'm going to go to Erica Lee, Jack, Tirza, and Julia directly, because I know that they're physically separate. Well, Julie isn't. And then George also. And Susanna. Go to them and say, all right, you are autonomous, independent, emancipated. I want to work with you so you can provide this service. And because I'm biased, I have this particular love for these people, I will provide some support services that I wouldn't do for somebody else. I will offer it to them. I would not impose it on them. But for Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok, because they are still still living with my wife, and I assume I would have somehow the ability to do this because they're my kids, you know. Maybe opening a checking account for them that they have access to, and so do I, so I could use that to put some money in so they could, what I would do for them is do the data center thing. So Zadok may get put a server in Singapore. Walter may have a server in South Africa. And Glory Jane may have a server in Mexico City. Because, you know, I have connections in those places. And so separate accounts, it's completely on theirs. I would put some money into it so they would start off, but then the revenue it generates would be theirs. Because especially when they become emancipated, hopefully it'll be a revenue source for them. That's my desire. That's the plan I've been working through. Because these are my kids and I'm biased. I am very biased. I was extremely delighted. There's an underlying aspect of, you know, I mentioned it, I have this tree structure. And part of it just wasn't right. It just wasn't right. And I worked and I worked and I worked for a whole long time. And suddenly, in the last couple of days, it just, well, that was obvious. I love those moments. You know, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's simple. That's obvious. Why did it take so long? And yesterday, the mechanics was in place. Today, I just got a whole lot of stuff done. It was because, oh, well, that's easy, and so forth. So I got a whole bunch of the framework in place. One of the problems is because of the fact, in development, I messed up. When you do these things, you make a mess. And I took down two of my servers yesterday, and they were down for hours. The Kozlowska.org and the Shofar Nexus servers, they were down for hours because I goofed. You know, I err. Oops, don't tell anybody. It's not good for marketing. But, for example, the Shofar Nexus site, especially the demo site, you know, there's no security on there. And that's been known for a long time, and there are these people who try to find open email relay sites, and of course I've been found. So people for many, many months have been, oh, let me send an email. You take this and send it over there, or send it to somebody at Heritage Systems, for example. And I now have better tools to see where it's going from and where it's going to. And, I get it and say, oh, well, thank you. I'll take care of that and throw it away. So I don't forward any emails because I got a whole bunch of them right now from Germany, from Brazil and whatnot, going to very strange names. The same thing is true in the Kozlowski.org, even though there's no email there per se. But, for example, I have an email that goes to ericaleemusic@el.kozlowski.org. And, where on earth, where somebody came up with that email address and whatnot, I don't know. But anyway, I found that those things fascinating. But the tools to see it have improved radically today, which is just kind of like, and simplified, beautifully simplified, and performance of that aspect of it just skyrocketed. It's kind of like, well, thank you, Lord. I was really, really appreciative of that. I have that in place. And so I finished that. So, during my eating time today, I looked at a couple of, videos that, and what I did is I grabbed three of them and put it on the media site. One from Al Jazeera and two from RT. The one from Al Jazeera, a Palestinian nature photographer, and I'll leave you, I'll put the links of all three of these. The thing that I found in there, there's the issue of the Palestinian people, because I really think, there's a gentleman in the country of Israel, or as some people call it, the Zionist entity, part of the Knesset and has basically said there is no such thing as Palestinian people. He's caused a little bit of ruckus because there's a lot of tension there. I mean, the violence, you know, the country of Israel has been known as an apartheid state because, you know, if you are non-Jewish, you are more than just a second-class citizen. I mean, it's a big issue. But what I saw in this thing, this is a gentleman who says, I found an interest in photography, nature photography. And what I saw in him, because I remember years ago, when I had for a while a gentleman who was a great artist, and we had a business relationship for a while. And I remember the one day we had our a digital camera, and I would take a picture. I would take, you know, a dozen pictures, and one of them would be kind of nice. The rest of them were kind of eh. And one day we walked around Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and he took half dozen pictures, and they were all fantastic because he had that eye, how to frame it and make it look good. And when I looked at the photos that this gentleman does, same thing. He has the eye to take a subject matter and just make it, look at it with immense beauty. And so, you know, here's a 2-minute, 3-minute report, whatever. It has a bunch of his photos and so forth. Obviously, there's an underlying aspect here. There's the joy of what he does. There's the underlying aspect. He's a Palestinian in the country of Israel. And so he has some issues to deal with. But I marvel at his work. And I think, you know, I was thinking about it. This may be something that may be useful if I ever put the time into it. But I just grabbed it and put it on the media site. I took the two other from RT. One is Su-27 pilots decorated after clash with U.S. drone. You recall not too many days ago, last week, I think, where the Russians had a interaction with a drone. Was it a Predator drone? I think it was a Predator. Anyway, flying near Crimea and near the, they were, I guess, approaching, not, they were, I think, still in international airspace, but they were approaching the Russian naval base, I think it was. And so two planes, two Russian fighter planes, got very close. And the claim by the Russians is there was never any physical contact. The claim by the Americans is that they actually hit the propeller. The Americans do not have the resources in that area to recover it, the drone. The Russians do. Whether or not they have yet, I don't know. The video that the U.S. released does not show contact. It shows the Russian planes apparently dumping fuel to splatter on the drone. So it was not, we're firing something at you, but we're making it difficult for you. And so the thing is, I don't have enough details to know whether or not which side is embellishing or which side was actually the aggressor. I don't know. I can see arguments from both sides, but I have nothing definitive. So here is a particular, video on this subject. Where the Russian general is giving awards, you know, medals to these two Russian pilots. And you see some of the comments that the Russian pilots made, talking about basically doing their duty kind of thing. And, you know, very, very well, you know, politically correct wording. But the point of grabbing that is, if I took a bunch of the other things, stuff from the U.S. has done, stuff that the Russians have done, and be able to link them together. So if 2 years from now you want to research that particular thing, you can get the information from both sides, especially if more information comes out. Oh, this is the culprit here, or something of the nature. You can then go back and see this is what was originally presented. You can see perhaps the distortion and whatnot, but it's not, you don't have to go search for it. It's very easy that it's connected together. So I grabbed that one just for that purpose. And, you know, it may, because that takes time. You know, if I can find somebody who says, yes, I want to do this, I'll definitely work with them. But the other one is Ukrainian police arrest priests during service. And the issue is, all it is the video. I don't speak the language. There were no I didn't see a translation on this. So I don't really know what happened, but the title implies that it was during a worship service. So you see this, you know, it's not the roughing up, but it was forceful. So it leaves a connotation, but is it a connotation to belittle the Ukrainian police, or is it an embellishment by the Russians because they are exaggerating what happened? I don't know, because I don't have enough information. But what I did is grab that with the hope that maybe myself or somebody else, these things you can say, all right, later I'll put them together and connect things so that, you know, right now it's an exercise that it may be useful either for myself or for others in time to come. And also, again, it's fundamentally working on the underlying technology, because by doing it, I mean, obviously, the way my voicemail, you know, when I took I had the voicemail stuff and I had the promise cards, and now I've merged them together in one place. And, you know, a lot of that is my own experimenting. What is the best way to do this? You know, I do have an issue that, one, I don't have that much time to put into it, even though I spend so much time doing long voicemails. But the other aspect is it's full. And there's a balance between making something easy, very quick to get around, but then the other aspect is overwhelming the user, especially the novice user. What's all this information here? So there's that balance that, again, and that's where interactions will be helpful. But either way, I did that today, and that structure that does this is the same structure, underlying structure, that I did for the communications. Because, again, I'm trying to get it to the point where I can go to the novice semi-technical person. Somebody says, oh, well, I'm kind of interested. I don't understand it well. I'm kind of interested. So if you give me some tools, I can get a reasonable idea. And maybe, especially if someone's messing with me, I can see it. Or I can see enough to question it. Or I can see enough to be reassured things are doing whatever. I want to get it to that ability, and I get it to the ability so that somebody who says, yes, I understand this. Now this is the tool I want to use because it gives me power. You know, it's the big deal. You know, another analogy I thought about today was, you know, again, it's like the photographer. I can tell these are great pictures. The guy's got talent. I can operate a camera. I don't produce pictures like he does. I mean, it's amazing. there is, you know, and there's two aspects. Obviously, he has good equipment, but the other thing is he frames it well, and that's a big deal. Lighting, framing, and so forth, that's a big deal. That's where the real talent comes in. You have a good tool, and you add the talent, and you produce marvelous results. You know, the analogy I think of, you know, I can walk, take a hike in the mountains, do a half marathon, not distant, not a problem. Put me around cliffs. I can't do a no. I won't do a quarter mile. Nothing. No, I'm sorry. Don't want to go there. You know, and so it's a different set of talents that people have, and it's. But we can both go on the hike. We just hike in different ways. We can both take pictures. You know, I'll put the tools so you can put the pictures online. I won't be able to produce the pictures themselves at the quality this gentleman does, for example. And, you know, it's in the same way, I'd like to find somebody who say, yes, I have, I want to research. I want to find somebody who says, I want, whatever it is, but the obvious example, I want to research this drone incident of a week or so ago. And I want to be able to say, this is what happened. And I want to collect the various sources and be able to say, here's my conclusion for what happened. And then here's all the information I use to draw this conclusion. It's the same idea. Here's my conclusion from the Bible. You know, my statement, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Well, here are all the references from the Bible that give me this conclusion. Here's where things that you may say, well, that contradicts, and then I can say, this is why actually it doesn't. And because, you know, connect this to the, it's the same underlying concept, and I'm trying to get there. And again, today was marvelous because the concept of how to make that, you know, flip a switch was yesterday, and got it in place, and today just productive as complete can be, and it was kind of like great. So, Lord willing, you know, I was really concerned about. Mate said, "All right, it's not right the way it is to be able to go to people and say start to use it, because I didn't want to go to people and say start to use it, and then okay, I got to change everything." I wanted to get it right. And I really think I'm really pleased. My goal is to have people using this by the end of the month, besides me. I was concerned, because I keep missing deadlines. You may have heard this before. With the change of yesterday and the productivity today, it brings some optimism to me. And obviously, if I can get people using it and start to play, have some experiments in March or in April, maybe in May, I can say, all right, this is a paid service. You want it? And especially where I have other people selling the product themselves, where they're completely independent of me, because then I build the ecosystem. And then I can be able to go to Eric Lee, Brent, Leo, Jack, Tirza, Julia, Isaac, Charlotte, James, George, Susanna, Gloria, Jane, Walter, and Zadok and be a blessing to them monetarily. And build the ecosystem. One, so it's continues to fund me post midsummer, because that's what I have till. And two, it's the foundation then for Shofar Leaks. That's a big deal. You know, I'm closer to my day of death than my day of birth. Probably, more than likely. when I get to that day, it is my hope that I've offered a blessing to others that lasts beyond my life. When I sent my email out to a few people, I wrote because, you know, it was a big deal to me. Okay. There were other areas addressed, such as sexual slavery. Post the video, I was approached by someone who knows nothing about the project or the video and describes someone who is at least an 80% fit for the sex slave, and help was requested. The line that sunk in was when he stated, "You know about these things. I do know from study and so desire to support those involved. For them, freedom is an awesome word." You know, it really hits me strong. On that issue, there are obviously similar issues in other ways. You know, for example, I have a photo of one gentleman on my wall in Senegal who has, because it's, I think it's a great photo. He has his son sitting there with that dumb look of a baby. But you can also see it's the content look. I'm in my dad's arm. And his comment about we're doing things so our family stays here, because there's a lot of, because part of the issue was that a lot of people from Senegal go to Europe or whatnot for economic reasons to survive. And he's involved in projects to survive well there. And some people, they're doing some farming stuff to make individual autonomous units or community units for that purpose. And, you know, I respect that. I think those are wonderful things, but that's not me. I need to do what I can do. And so the thing that I can do is the technology-based stuff. And then when I look at some areas that I can impact, obviously my focus is the whistleblower. And, you know, in the modern-day slavery video, obviously the focus there, the foundation of that is the whistleblower, because that's what Shofar Leaks is for. But the obvious corollary, I mean, it's obvious, is the slavery aspect. But the bulk of the slavery aspect I can't address. But there's some parts I can, specifically sexual slavery, and not in general, but for a small group of them. And it's kind of like, well, you have this huge market, and you're looking at only a part of that, and within that part, it's even a smaller part. As the video ends, what if that's your daughter? Yeah, it's worth my time. Because there are a whole bunch of people who this would fit. Because I look at, you know, again, photo on my wall, Oleg Melikov, who freed 1,900 slaves in a variety of different situations, and it apparently cost him his life. But the issue is, he's the big guy. He has the physical strength to do this. And again, I saw somebody. I got to find them, because I think it was Jamaica. It may have been Haiti, but I think it was Jamaica, where there's a group of guys, and that's what they do. They free sex slaves. Because, you know, it's a different situation. The Shofar Leaks would not be helpful for them the way, you know, somebody comes there and puts a gun in your face. Yeah, I'm going to free them. That's what they do. That's not me. So when I look at these other people addressing similar issues, similar ways, or similar issues, similar foundational issues, but we go across, we go at a different way. And this, I find it wonderful. But of course, the issue is I can't do it alone, and there's somebody, I want to get the technology in place that hopefully somebody else can run with this. And then, of course, the other aspect of shofar leaks is, you know, one, the whistleblower in general, two, the particular aspect, the sex slave, because that's a very high-profile area within that realm, and the other is the reconciliation aspect, which is a really big deal, and I intend to use that myself. Anyway, I got so long again. I'm encouraged. I went through the last 6 months of 2022 really, you know, kind of, what am I going to do? Because my income has dropped to zero. And, you know, it's kind of like, I can't compromise. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And in the Lord's grace, you know, for the first 6 months of 2023, I'm funded. You know, I'm not funded where I'm, you know, new car and new clothes and what. No, none of that. But I'm surviving and I'm eating well. So I'm surviving and I'm focused. And its stride has been picking up. There's been some stumbles, of course. It's engineering. Stumbles happen. But the stride has been picking up. And just as the funding issue got taken care of, my hope remains Charles will show up. Charles is my working name for somebody that I would interact with and they'd run with this. I want that person so badly. He doesn't have to be a clone of me. He doesn't have to be a person who does the technology at all. He has to be the person who has the drive to take the technology and use it in one area or another. Because I don't want to be the face of this. You know, ugly beard, pleasant shirts. Anyway, no, I don't want to do that. I need to find somebody who will to drive this. I want that person so badly. But, as one friend said, who asked around, talked with a couple of younger men, and their response was, it scares the living daylights out of them. I got to find somebody with a backbone and the passion. You know, you may have a backbone, but your focus is somewhere else. I need somebody with a backbone and a reasonably similar focus. I hope to find that person soon. It would be a real big encouragement. You know, when I got the email and said, I'm going to deposit this wad of cash in your account, it's kind of like, oh. It was not thank you, but thank you, Lord. Because it was, I think, the Lord saying, do this. I brought you to this point. I've molded you. I made your character in this particular way. I push you to the edge where you're at a cliff and you have no hope but me. And now I'm going to show you the hope. I'm going to bring that hope to reality. So he gave me enough resources to last. But I can't dwell. I have to deliver. And if I have more days like today, that may indeed transpire. And I need Charles. Because it takes a whole lot of time to contact all these people and do all that. That's a job in itself. And of course, I'm politically incorrect. I need somebody who would say, all right, there are five issues on the table. I think four of them you were in the loony bin, but one of them we agree on. And because of that one of them, I'll work with you. I need that kind of character, not the kind of person who says we have one thing we disagree on, 55 things we agree on. But because of that one thing, I want no part of you. That person I don't need at all. And they're dime a dozen. I need the person who says we have something we share. And because of that, let's strive for this. And I'll work with that person. Very much so. And I want to put the real name on Charles. If it's Charles, that's fine. But you know, anyway, Dorothy Jane, my lady, it is my hope. And I wonder, maybe I should shoot for May 19th. I would like to be in a situation where I say, look, all right, I need to have others providing the service. So go to take, you know, the youngest, Zadok. And say, well, take the three, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. And say, we're going to do, what did I say, Singapore, Mexico, and South Africa. And we're going to put up a server there for you, you know, relatively cheap, but it's yours. It won't do much initially, but it's a beginning, and it's you independent. That's my goal. And I'm going toward that goal unwaveringly. It's been my goal for a long time. I'm just being more open about it. Because you see, I love my kids. And if I can do that for the three youngest kids, if the older kids will say, yes, Dad, I want to be a part of that too, any part of them, maybe, just maybe, my wife would say, you know, I want to be a part of that too. Even if there is never any reunification, even if she maintains a cold heart to me, I want to do this for our kids and for her. Because, as you should know by now, my lady, I love you and I want you back.